Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a long-standing topic.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
We don't have many of those, but it's a long-standing one, which is, I think, Steli, you said it as like how to consume opposing opinions. Is that about right?
Yeah. More specifically, the value of consuming opposing opinions.
Right?
Or breaking through your echo chamber or whatever you want to call it.
So, you know, I know we love books. One of my favorite books is actually the Five Elements of Effective Thinking.
Mm.
And one of the tips they have in it, one of the five is actually whatever you think the opposite. And just play that exercise out. And I think that, like, I read that book probably once every 9 to 18 months, depending on how I'm feeling. And it's always got all those reminders I need to just think differently, all those reminders I need to, like, have more effective thinking, and one of them is this. So I think that there's a tremendous amount of value. Well, you know, one of the things I'll say first about it is the value of thinking about opposing views is highly based on what it does to your mind and how it opens you up to possibilities and ideas that you were closed off to if you were not thinking about an opposing viewpoint or an opposing idea or the opposite of whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that, you know, I think like we all to a certain extent live in some kind of a whatever
bubble?
You want to call it, a bubble, right? Some bubbles are bigger than others. Some of them are kind of more solid than others. But we all do, right? I think it's arrogant to assume that one does not live in a certain version of reality that is not shared by everybody on this planet, right? And that we all have kind of the cultures we live in, the communities we live in, the people we surround ourselves with do shield us, do make us part of certain tribes and certain group thinks and certain ways of consuming information and certain leanings in terms of our thinking. And maybe instinctual make us reject other groups, other tribes, other ways of thinking about certain topics. And I think that being aware that that is happening is really valuable, and that we're all kind of, to a certain extent, quote-unquote, victims of that. And then actively working against that to either extend the bubble or switch bubbles once in a while. I love the example that you brought, which is like, whatever you think, try to think the opposite for a little while. That's how that feels, right? Which is basically like switching your bubble, like going to the opposing bubble and see how they think and feel and how it would feel to you to think that way. I think all of that, like all these activities that try to get you either to expand or burst your bubble in and join others, is to become more self-aware and to, in my mind, create more flexibility in thinking, or at least counteract rigidity in thinking, right? Habitual thinking. You're always thinking a certain way, or you respond really strongly against certain types of ideas out of instinct versus out of good reasoning. And so you become more flexible, more creative in the way you think. You probably become more empathetic. You understand others and their worldviews much better. And therefore, hopefully, you become, you know, a better human all around and a better entrepreneur for certain. And personally, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to service probably and hopefully a wider range of people. You're going to have to work with lots of different type of people. So if you have more flexibility, if you have less of a super hardcore echo chamber and bubble, the more people you're going to be able to empathize with, understand, talk to, communicate with, and build things for, right, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, we all want to get better, and we want to make improvements. If you don't, you're probably, you know, you're not in the right place. You shouldn't be listening to this. And I think that, like, you know, it's very easy to get stuck in whatever ways you're thinking or whatever beliefs you have. And so a lot of this to me is also about, like, really understanding more about yourself and what you believe when you start thinking about the concept of like opposing views, a concept of thinking differently than you currently are. And a lot of times, like when you're stuck, I find this to be most useful. So if you're stuck on something, you're stuck on, you know, how to grow your business, or you're stuck on even like, you know, what to eat for dinner today. there's a lot of opposing ways. Like, you might be habitual and you might go to the same place like every Wednesday or whatever. What if you went somewhere differently, right? What if you thought about it differently? What if you tried something new? Like, I think to me, like this whole tactic, this whole thing has been all about this idea for me in my life has been all about, like, how do I get beyond any of my own beliefs that are holding me back?
I love that.
That's so, really important to me.
So let's share a few tactical things before we wrap this episode up, right? So you already, like, you came out of the gate kind of guns blazing with your tip, both giving a book recommendation as well as, you know, picking out one specific tactic out of that book that you use a lot. One thing that I've started to do to just share in terms of, like, starting to consume more opposing opinions and data points is that I used to curate my Twitter feed unconsciously based on people I agreed or disagreed with. So if somebody, let's say, like, I have more liberal tendencies, right? And I, you know, I'm more liberal leanings in my way of thinking, just letting people do whatever the hell they want. And then, so whenever I would see somebody overly political and overly conservative in some ways that I disagreed with, I would just, like, unfollow people. I'd be like, I don't want to see this stuff. Like, I'm not interested in this type of content. And I disagree vehemently with your point of view, so let me just, like, clean you out of my feed. And so I did that until I realized I only have a certain type of person in my feed, which then also made me concerned. So one thing that I started doing in the last maybe 18 months or so was to start following people that I thought were very thoughtful or smart or in some way I respected, but had very different worldviews about certain things than me, right? So either following people that were advocates of things that I was against, or that were living a certain lifestyle, or people that were running their businesses in a very different way than I like to run my business, but they still had to have something I respected, right? So it was a person that I was like, I'm interested in this person's opinion, although I know that a lot of the things they write about on Twitter, for instance, I disagree with. So I started creating a much more diverse list of people that I follow. There's still a lot more work to be done, but I follow a bunch of people that their opinions are insane to me, but they always stimulate, they always make me think a little bit more. They always make me go, why do I disagree with this so instinctively, although I don't have any data about this? So they make me think more about my own opinions, and so I use their opposing views as a training mechanism for me to think more flexibly and to start reading different types of media because they share certain articles from media sources I don't consume myself. So that's been something that I think has helped me a lot to understand different types of worldviews better and consume a lot more variety in worldviews on a specific medium like Twitter, versus before I had done a lot of practicing on, like, homogenizing my feed and having only a certain type of person with a certain type of worldview on it.
Yeah, I really like that. I think this having this ability to have viewpoints that are not your own is such a critical aspect of, I think, living a good life, to be honest, and being able to actually even interact with other people, because it's likely that every person you meet or even every person you know has a different viewpoint than you about something, probably most things. So I think that's really valuable to think through and think about. So that my tip is just that, which is, like, since I already gave some, like you said, this is just like, it will lead to a better life if you can have that openness to at least not even accept or anything, but be able to entertain other viewpoints.
Yeah, now maybe to round up this episode, I'll double click on one thing that's been interesting for me, which is that for the past 6 months or so, again, I heard about this from an old philosopher who was, you know, in the 60s studying a lot of conspiracy theories. And when he was interviewed, people were like, are you really into, why do you know so much about conspiracy theories? Why do you study them so much? Do you really believe all this stuff? And he said, no, I think most of this stuff is totally crazy and not really probable to me. But one thing why I love reading these is because it really challenges me to think differently and start questioning things that I would just take for granted. And so I read that and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I started actually following some super hardcore, like, conspiracy theorists online and just consuming a little bit of the stuff that they share. And it has been a really interesting exercise. Like, some of that stuff is so crazy, it's so out there, that my initial response is to immediately dismiss it. But I've tried to exercise of, like, what would have to happen to convince me that this is true, right? What would happen to convince me that,
I like
something,
that.
Right? that something is true that the vast majority of humans would disagree with me on. Because it has happened in the past that the majority of humans believed something that today we know is not true. So what would it take for me to take a minority point view, you know, and reject the majority? And it's been a fascinating experiment. Most of these things have not convinced me, but not just outright rejecting them because they seem ridiculous, but kind of playing with them a little bit more in my mind and going, huh, well, what would I have to do to believe this stuff? Made me just think a bit more critically about certain things that I just took for granted and always believed without actually knowing a lot about this stuff.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, conspiracy theories are fun. They also can open up your creativity.
Absolutely. All right. So these are some tips that we have to share. If you, you know, listen to this and you have experimented with consuming opposing opinions and you've tried things and you have ideas to share, stories to share, we always love to hear from you. Send us an email, steli@close.io, hnchai@gmail.com. And until next time, we'll hear you very soon.
See ya.